Welcome back to the Monday Morning Mix on Radio Islam International. Time now for the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat, and we welcome him on the program. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, going down back to memory lane, and we look at Fitas today, this morning, Literature, Life in Cricket, Tales of Fitas.
Yes, Mawlana, this book titled Literature, Life in Cricket, Tales of Fitas, is authored by our good friend Yusuf, also known as Chub Garda, and is published by African Lives in association with the Gauteng Cricket Board. This book is all of 226 pages and has been published this year at a very fitting launch. I think, you know, the book has been launched properly, and Maulana Bam also spoke at that launch. And this book is about memory and remembering, and shows us that memory and remembering are more powerful than what we remember. And this is certainly the case of the memory of Yusuf Chub Garda, who has reduced to writing in this work his own memories. He reminds us of the words of William Wordsworth in his The Prelude, where Wordsworth says, "Invigorating thoughts of from former years might fix the wavering balance of my mind." Over the years now, a number of us eagerly await the next email message from Yusuf Bhai Garda. I enjoy the original pieces he sends and the carefully thought-out selections he makes from a range of literature which reflects his own sensitivity to what he reads. And this is exactly the point that needs to be made here. Literature, Life in Cricket, Tales of Fitas seems like a title that brings disparate subjects together in a single volume. The sport is cricket. Literature is the literature that Yusuf Bhai enjoys, and Fitas is where the intersection of life and literature takes place. There are reflections of life in after Fitas also. Intersections also draw the reader's mind to divergences. The author is left alone to identify, or the reader is left alone to identify these and the differences and perhaps the conflicts as well. A book that combines reflections on a range of topics is evidence to the fact that as human beings, we have many sides to who we actually are and what makes our lives worth living. There is a sense, Maulana, of certitude that comes with age, and this is reflected in the writing presented here. A certitude of friends, of the past, and of the nature of the present that evolves with the passing of time. This book is testimony to the fact that friends are to be cherished and that building relationships is a deliberate task. The idea of the book comes from Andre Urendal, a friend invited to share Yusuf Bhai's birthday celebration. Every book has its own story, and this act of encouragement from a close friend and a family friend who promised that he would encourage Yusuf Bhai to produce a book is the story of how this book saw the light of day. A circle of friends meet for years, he, Ahmed Esop and others, to share their writings and critical insights on literature and language. Reaching out to famous authors by writing to them is indicative of the desire to make new friends. This book is about friends and friendships. I was honored to have been invited to the launch of the book and experience firsthand the kaleidoscope of friends that literature, life and cricket have blessed the author with. It is therefore correct that we read this book as a declaration of the author's gratitude for the lives that have crossed his path in his journey to eternity. The book opens with a foreword by Nasira Bika Valley, the editor who, working in a team, has left a fingerprint all over the text. For the most part, she has produced a very good book and has improved the overall quality of the presentation. Personally, I find the choice to set some of what is to me, at least, clearly prose as lines of poetry less than satisfactory. Sentences that are short and staccato have been retained so as not to detract from the original style of the author. There is a preface by the author's friend, Ahmed Esop, who is perhaps one of the most unrecognized authors in our community, and Maulana, somebody that you should get onto your radio station. He is in Lanesia. He's a valuable asset to your community, and I think he's unrecognized. His books have been, you know, prescribed as matric set works, and yet, you know, none of the schools in Lanesia actually invite this Ahmed Esop to come and speak to the their learners. This is really very sad. He continues to write and work where he is. Andre Odendal's introduction follows this preface by Ahmed Esop. The book is divided into three parts to correspond with the three elements in the title. Part one Isfita's festival Fiesta and Fiasco. And this is important because it contributes to the literature we now have that documents the history of the community it speaks about. And we've spoke about the importance of community histories on this program before. The first part is titled Memories and is autobiographical in nature. The author is skillfully able to mediate his memories by words. The right words express the feelings of the author and thereby give depth to the author's own character. He is able to, because of the dexterity of his language, give expression to his deepest emotions. A highly entertaining section, Vignettes, follows. These short stories belie the sensitivity of the author as he shares his thoughts with the reader. Multi-layered and complex characters are brought to life, some very humorous, some very interesting, and the narratives have all the elements of a good story: the human condition, tragedy, irony, humor, satire, love, the circle of life, and other recurring motives are all present. The unassuming reader believes that these stories are in fact true accounts, since they follow a section on the autobiography. Titled The Romance of Cricket, part two of this book is testimony to the second love in the author's life, which is cricket. Language is here at the service of cricket, and here too there are two sections. The first, a local take on a global game, and a second, tributes to some cricketers you won't find in the history books. The contribution this book makes to the history of the game of cricket in South Africa amongst the community that defied apartheid justifies the support and endorsement that this book enjoys from the Gauteng Cricket Board. Part 3 of the book is on life and literature. The author first presents 9 essays on books and writers. Anyone who is one to accuse the author of a purely romantic, blind admiration for the classics will do well to take careful note of the fact that his works are often peppered by critical remarks. These are testimony to the value of this book as a work of literary criticism, since a number of essays fall into this genre. It is clear that the circle of friends that met for years to discuss books and essays had a formative influence on the author. Yet there is very little in the book that documents this experience. Modern education often is quick to question the value of teaching the classics. There can be no doubt that every language has its classical canon, without which students cannot really master the language. This section is followed by 8 essays on politics, and finally ends with a look at matters metaphysical in a section called A Pilgrimage to Eternity. This section has essays on a variety of topics. As such, this book is about growing old and the final pilgrimage to eternity. It is also about recording one's life and the creative output of life. Essays in this collection span a number of years and carry the dates when they were written. It would be interesting to study the way in which ideas and the usage of language develops over the years. What is evident is the lasting impression literature makes on the mind of a person and how it keeps resurfacing. Vocabulary and usage is the arsenal of the author. These are supplied by the books that the reader is exposed to. The complex arsenal of the wordsmith is used to good end. It teaches us that there is a book in all of us, but most importantly, it teaches us how to read. The Quranic message begins with the imperative to read, Iqra. How do we read? Yusufbhai Gharda teaches us how to. This is for me the most important lesson from the life this talented human being gives us. Words are what makes a man. Just as there is a book in every one of us, there is also a sense of embodiment, where the words are actually ingested and become part of one's being. Yusufbhai has favorite words. As a wordsmith, he puts them to good use. What is more important is the lesson that Yusufbhai life teaches us about reading. He epitomizes the careful, attentive, conscious reader. This book is testimony to the fact that such a reader can grow into a good writer. A writer who can spin the yarn in a way that keeps the reader's attention was because he was himself exposed to literature that gripped his attention, which he read actively. Active, critical reading involves referring to dictionaries when we need to. All of Yusuf Gharda's books are testimony to the careful notes and marginalia of this reader. These are good habits readers should adopt in order to reap the fruits of their reading. I would like to thank Yusufbhai Gharda for sharing this book with us. I know that this review cannot do justice to his life's work. I thank him for his friendship and kindness and pray that Allah Ta'ala bless him with every goodness in this world and in the Akhirah. This is, I think, my take on this book, Mulana.
An interesting one, Mulana. Tell me, are you a cricket fan? Do you understand much of what is covered in terms of the cricket?
Mulana, I can appreciate what is written, but I'm better on tennis court, Mulana.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know. You know, I remember when the Pakistani Jamaat came in, Mulana Qahtani was translating, so now the cricket player is talking about the game on the field, and Pakistani is struggling to translate because now it requires the knowledge of the game to fully appreciate what the brother is saying.
Yes.
So, but anyways, mashallah, you put it for us very succinctly and very aptly, mashallah. Tell us, Mulana, how do we go about purchasing this book and where is it obtainable from?
Mulana, our listeners can obtain it from Auntie Munira, you know, uncle's better half, on 083-383-9270. That's 083-383-9270.
Wonderful. So you said at the moment it's not available in the bookstore, huh?
It should be available very soon in the bookshops, but you know, it's been marketed through you know, Auntie Munira and others.
Okay, wonderful, Mulana. Jazakallah khair, Mulana, for that. Much appreciated.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's now 25 after 9. You're listening to Radio Islam International. This was a weekly book review program with Mulana Ashraf Dokrat. And today's book was Literature, Life and Cricket, Tales of Fitas, Yusuf Chab Garda. And that's the author, mashallah. If you do get a chance, do contact Sister Munira and she will be able to get you in touch with the relevant people and get that book to you. Let's take a quick commercial break and we return, inshallah, we'll continue with the program.